Gods of War.
May your hammer be mighty.
Some things?
No. It's not. We're live.
Talk about.
We're alive. God damn it! Fucking Joe wanted to play.
This is gonna be fucking fun. I have a good feeling about this.
We have Grumpy Joe over here who wants to play video games during the podcast. So we're gonna direct all our questions to him.
Even my ADD ass knows to put the shit on pause.
Well, anyways. Welcome to episode number 17 of the Digital Crack Podcast, providing you your fix for your gaming addiction. As always, I'm your host, Reaper. Joining us on the show today, the asshole wants to keep playing video games, Grumpy Joe.
I thought I was the grumpiest man on the planet.
Yeah, no, today you're the fucking asshole.
Bro, don't blame me. Listen, don't blame me. Blame PlayStation Plus. I got a fucking backlog of fucking games. I got fucking Beyond Good and Evil, Grid Auto Sport, Mass Effect 2.
Hold on. Show of hands, or who cares?
This is like the guy who blamed American Express for his $23,000 porn bill.
That's it?
In 1 month.
People need to learn about Pornhub.com. By the way, we're sponsored by Pornhub.com this week. And yes. Johnny Walker. Also, the man of 1,000 voices, Punisher. What's going on, Punisher?
He ain't here right now. You're in Mo's cabin.
Oh, what's going on, Mo?
Not much. Just here listening to this homo Joe over here. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I gotta
be home. How about this? How about a round of beers? You guys like Duff?
We all love Duff, but we're not sponsored by Duff, so Johnny Walker.
Well, fuck it. Let's have a muff.
Oh, fuck. Jesus. It always goes sideways so fast. And, of course, our old-school gaming specialist, Uncle Willie. What's going on, Uncle Willie?
I'm here. Mercilessly, I have no vodka today, so I'm going to be unusually sober for this one.
That doesn't even sound fun.
I might actually make some points. I don't know.
Is that refreshing?
No. Refreshing is the soda that I pour in the vodka. That's refreshing.
That's refreshing. That like little spritz of soda in the vodka.
Yes.
It's a big week. Obviously, we just had the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning won. His brother, very upset that he won. Did you guys see that shit? they show Eli Manning and the family's all high-fiving. He's in the background, pissed as shit. Cause now his brother has two rings just like him.
Yeah, he looked a little spooked there.
He looked pissed off. He was fucked up. But congratulations to Denver. You got Valentine's Day coming up. So to all the lovely ladies out there, how you doing?
Hey, babies. Just to let you know, I'm single all weekend. You got some frog nuts in your face, baby.
Oh, Jesus.
Lovely.
And, of course, the news that I'm really looking forward to is
Warts?
Deadpool. No, yes. Not Warts. Deadpool. On the 12th. Can't wait to see it. Very excited. I'm actually masturbating while talking about it.
Well, frog nuts and masturbation in the first 5 minutes. I think we broke some record.
Yeah, what was that really? Frog nuts, muff?
Muff and masturbation.
What are we missing?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us, Joe?
Yeah, Joe, what's going on over there?
This is your favorite thing on the whole planet. Why don't you tell us?
Chinese sex toys? I mean, come on. Let's just go to a trifecta.
I've become more sophisticated. Mine comes from Portugal now.
This show is really going off the rails in the first 5 minutes.
We do have gaming news. We have gaming news, people. Please stick with us.
Yes, let's go.
The gaming news for this week, Titanfall 2. I actually loved the first one, which had a campaign, but now it's going to have a campaign. It's going to be done right, and it's going to be on all platforms.
Important. It needs to be on all consoles. It can't be a console exclusive. I don't like console exclusives like that.
So you don't like Uncharted?
No. I like to be able to choose what game I want to play at whatever system I want.
That's
of course,
point.
You know, that's socialist. I don't give a fuck.
I like certain exclusives. Look, I don't like what they're doing with Street Fighter. I think that's dumb.
Yeah.
I think Street Fighter should be on Xbox too, but
yeah.
I can appreciate Halo being on Xbox, and I can appreciate Uncharted being on PlayStation. Gives them that unique vibe.
Truthfully, it's good to have some exclusives on your console and stuff like that. I don't think Titanfall hit me wrong being an exclusive. I don't know why.
You know what? But it did sell a lot of Xbox Ones, and that's
That's what they do it for.
But anyways, so for all those people that got to play some Red Dead Redemption over this weekend because of the backwards compatibility, and they got pulled back. How does Microsoft do this? They accidentally, show people, okay, you can play Red Dead Redemption, how awesome it's going to be, on backwards compatibility, and you get to play it for a couple of days, and then they're like, oops, you weren't supposed to that or see that yet.
Don't we always talk on the show about, the no climax? Talk about no fucking climax, dude. There's a tease here. You got tease for 10 minutes, and then boom, they take it away from you.
No. They let you put in more than the tip.
Ooh, just more than the tip.
And then they yank you out.
I mean, look, there is good news coming out of it. It's coming eventually, which is good. I like that.
Not only that, another one that they left slip was Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah, that has me excited.
That is one of my top 10 favorite games, and I cannot wait for it to come back out so I can play it on Xbox One.
Now, did they say that the DLCs do they work if you get, for Red Dead Redemption, is that going to be a backwards compatible title?
Or I think everything, because everything runs off their main game.
Are you getting the Undead Nightmare and all that shit if you have it?
Yeah, you should be able to. I'm pretty sure that they're running everything backwards. It's just because everything runs off the main game. It's just extra code added on. Because when you go to the dashboard, you see Red Dead Redemption, it'll say, Undead Nightmare or whatever. And you click on Undead Nightmare.
I have news for
our You're talking here. Very low. We need more strength in your voice.
Guys! Guys!
Oh, my God.
Much better.
I think our listeners will have to hear this. I'm going to be going to the dark side soon.
That's right. Punisher here is finally getting an Xbox One.
My nipples hurt of excitement. I can't wait. Well, that and the frog and shit that we were talking about, so I'm all right.
I'm proud of you, buddy, for coming over to the dark side.
I'm proud too.
In other news, we got Homefront closed beta. It's starting on Thursday. I'm actually excited because I got, asked to be on it. So we'll be talking about that next week. And then we got what other beta on PS4? They're doing Hitman, and that's coming out on Friday. Who is excited for that shit?
I know.
Hey Joe, are you excited?
Actually, I'm torn.
He's still playing his game. He's still fucking playing his game. You saw how long it took him to fucking answer that question.
No, I'm not playing anything. I'm not playing anything. But I'm torn. I am, because I'm excited, but something tells me that it's gonna hype me up to buy it, and knowing that it's episodic, I don't want
to
buy it.
I refuse. That's what I'm saying it right now. I refuse to buy it as episodic because I don't want to play a game and get teased and have no climax.
Okay. I do the same thing every time there's a Telltale game. I wait till everything is out, I buy it.
Then I buy it. Exactly. And the thing that's pissing me off is all the media is talking about it, it's so great that they're doing episodic. Fuck all of you. Fuck all of you for allowing this bullshit.
I wonder if they're allowing the finger to be put in. Wow.
No. They're getting anal banged while they're doing it.
So, I was making this argument offline before we started this show, and I don't know if I can contain myself if this shit is, getting killer reviews and it's must-play material.
It is getting killer reviews. That's the thing. It's everybody's pumping this shit because it looks amazing.
It's just previews now. They're just playing early missions, and they're saying it's really good, whatever. So what happens when the real stuff, the original, the gist stuff comes out, and it's like, okay, here's the final game. This shit's awesome. This shit rocks. You got to play this shit. This shit's dope. Do I play this? Do I have to go and buy
For Telltale, I can see the interest or whatever, but for Hitman, I need to fucking play everything all at once in one sit down.
I can't do episodic content. My ADD doesn't let me. I'll be there playing, and I'm like, tune in for next episode. Oh, what? Next game? Okay, next game. I don't have the attention span required to wait for an episode of a game.
And I'm going to have to – something's going to have to stop me from buying it because I have a good feeling about this game.
I'm telling you. It's going to be epic. Quote me right now, Hitman is going to be epic, and I am going to want to buy it, but I refuse to fucking go along with all these fucking publishers that are like, it's okay to give you partial of a game because we haven't finished the rest of it.
I think it's total bullshit.
It's complete fucking horseshit, and I refuse to buy it as an episode. But good news is Hitman Absolution is going to be backwards compatible on Xbox One.
That is good.
So you get to go back and play Hitman Absolution, the whole fucking game, The whole thing, people.
Good stuff.
Fucking Square Enix.
That game is very underrated, by the way.
No, I think it is,
I
too.
Love him, man. I love him, man. I love dressing up like in a bird fucking costume, walking through fucking New Orleans and killing people.
One of the most memorable missions in is when you go and you gotta go kill the six nuns.
Yeah.
They're really hot and shit. That's a cool mission. It really is a cool fucking mission, dude. It's badass.
Yeah. Let's get off of fucking Square Enix because they're pissing me off. And we got Doom finally got a release date. And it's going to be on Friday the 13th, in other words, on May 13th. And this game, I'm fucking pumped. I've been watching the fucking trailers and all the fucking gameplay, and this shit looks fucking amazing.
It looks crazy.
Yeah, it looks fucking totally fucking gruesome.
It does. It looks... This
game can get me back into FPSs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'd never left, but it'll make me even more.
I took a break.
You had to take a break. I love first-person shooters.
Yeah, so right. And Rainbow Six, I've been playing it nonstop. Yeah, I'm just... sucked in. That's it. They got me.
Good game.
And they got the new, we finally got to play the new map pack, which is that frozen boat. That shit was badass. That yacht or that cruise line. That's
it's a yacht ship on the Canadian thing, I think. I forgot what it is.
That thing on the thing.
That thing on the thing. I'm not playing a game. No, I just forgot what the thing is called. But yeah, that map is actually cool. And
it's
that new
really cool.
That you were rocking is badass.
Yeah, it's really cool. The new characters are badass. Switching from machine gun to fucking shotgun instantly. That's just badass. But you also got the Walking Dead Michonne's release is coming out on February 23rd. And it's going to be around $15. And it's going to be, a three-episode game bundle?
Just three episodes, $15.
I'm looking forward to it because I love Michonne from The Walking Dead. She's one of my favorite characters. You can't fuck with a ninja.
Can you get too much Walking Dead, though? This is the third one already. Like,
I don't know. I can't have enough. Robert Kirkman was actually talking about it the other day. They're like, oh, well, how are you going to end it? How are you going to end it? Because, how do you end The Walking Dead? And he's I don't think I am because my thing is not about, that the zombies win or whatever. It's how do you survive after all this shit happens. So he's even talking about going to 10, 11, 12 seasons.
That's crazy.
I think I'll be way burnt out by then, but I'm hyped now.
We're six seasons in? Six, seven seasons?
Some shit like that.
And fucking that nothing's wavered and it's still number one? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see it wavering. Yeah. But they gotta kill fucking Glenn. He's gotta die, dude. That shit pissed me off.
But he has to be someone's number nine soon.
Let's not even talk about The Walking Dead. I'll be for another half an hour. Now you got a Rocket League Xbox One release. It's coming out on February 17th, which is fucking awesome. Finally coming out to Xbox. And they got their own featured cars. One from Halo, which I'm hoping is the fucking Warthog. And, of course, from Gears of War.
That's good. I like to see that everybody plays this game. It's a good game.
It's a great game.
And I like the attention they give the consoles. They get their own special
stuff. Yeah, that was cool that you get the Warthog and the Armadillo from...
Okay, you do get the Armadillo.
Yes.
I don't know how they're going to fucking fit it in, because those are fucking big cars. It's not like the fucking Back to the Future, DeLorean. It's a big fucking car where, five guys sit on it.
Yeah, but the main game had the truck, remember? It has the monster.
That's true. Let's see. We also got a limited edition Uncharted 4 PS4 bundle pack coming out on April 26th. I'm super excited for Uncharted 4, but I really don't give a shit about the bundle pack.
Man, I was going to say, do they need to do this bundle pack?
I don't think it needs to be done. Sorry,
there's going to be people like that just want to buy it because they want every single iteration of the console. So that's an easy $400 they're going to have there per person.
I thought they were making it because people were waiting for Uncharted to buy a PS4.
That could be it, too.
That could be it. Maybe you're hoping that the people will jump in on Uncharted 4 instead of Uncharted 1.
People out there that just waiting to buy a PS4 for Uncharted?
I don't know. This is the thing. I would understand if it was like the first iteration of the game, Uncharted 1, badass game, blah, 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 blah. It's Uncharted 4. If you haven't played it, then how is this going to entice you to buy a bundle now just for Uncharted 4 if you've never played 3, 2, and 1? That's just weird to me.
I don't know. Some people have their weird way of thinking.
It's the same thing about saying I don't play many games on Xbox, but when Halo comes out, I want to buy an Xbox.
Yeah, but a Halo is an exclusive, that's a system seller. That's the same thing that Uncharted is.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So my point here being is that it works for Xbox. Can it work for PlayStation?
I'm sure it does. It worked for Battlefront.
Did it?
Yeah, it worked for Battlefront. Yeah, the different skins that they had or the different styles. In fact, one of our very own, Mr. Punisher, won a Darth Vader Star Wars bundle from PlayStation itself, and actually he actually got it yesterday. And we have an unpacking that's going to be happening, popping up on YouTube in the next couple of days.
Just to let you know, guys, it's amazing. I to be honest, it was something that I never thought was going to happen. It was.
Yeah, you thought it was fake.
I thought it was fake. I was like, okay, sure, fake. Sure, okay.
Send us your name and your address.
Sure, send me the bomb to my house. Perfect. Okay.
Let us also get your social while we're at it.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And don't worry, your throne in Nigeria is safe. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's coming from Nigeria.
No problem.
So wait. So he has a Darth Vader PS4.
With the controller.
And a Darth Vader Deluxe Edition. Doesn't that mean he's joined the dark side already?
He's joined the dark side, but he's actually selling his old PS4 to get the Xbox One.
Yeah.
And then come to the dark side.
How many dark sides are there?
There's a lot of dark sides.
This is 50 Shades of Black. Get the dark sides. This is 50 Shades of Black. Get it.
There you go.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
What? Okay, so this is actually... Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hold on. That's for me, guys. Hold on. Give me a second.
Oh, Lord. Tavern.
Okay. Tinkle. It's Tinkle here. Hey, fellas. It's Ivana Tinkle here.
Fucking Ivana Tinkle.
Guys! Ivana Tinkle!
He's going to make me want to pee.
Yeah, I'm actually starting to feel the coffee.
Listen to me, you fuckers.
Why do I think he saw a video of this?
I don't know. I forgot what I was talking about.
I blame you guys.
Why me? You must have a Chinese sex toy this time.
You probably showed him some kind of video that brought this up.
Yeah, because it was a video that I showed him.
Why does that have to bring
up? Look, we got to go into something serious right now. You guys are fucking up my vibe. You understand? Fuck. Anyways, after 13 years, Game Trailers is closing down. Kind of sad. No, I'm not. I don't even know why they're closing down. All I know is I used to watch them a lot since like 2002, and it sucks that they're closing down. So, rest in peace, Game Trailers. Do you guys have any thoughts on them? Or
I have a lot of thoughts on this actually. Mm-hmm. When Game Trailers was an interesting site because it wasn't like my main go-to site or anything to get reviews and stuff like that, but they had a way of doing their like reviews where like it was really detailed and it was really like I liked their little shows that they had on there, like Bonus Round was pretty cool.
Yeah, I used to watch them on Twitch.
Yeah, like they had some good programming, so I am gonna miss some of their exclusive stuff. They had a couple of guys that I liked the way they reviewed games and stuff. And then I read right before they pulled the plug, like same day, that they decided to change a score for Bloodborne because they had never given out a perfect score for any video game. Do you think changing a score of a game is that good? Is that something should be done? Or is this because, hey, this is my last hurrah, it doesn't really matter?
This is the thing. If the game deserves it, and you know the consensus amongst the people that are working there, whatever, decide that yeah, this game is a 10 or whatever, then yeah, I don't see why not.
Does it even matter? I mean, they scored it like a 9.6, and then they closed and said, "Here, we're just gonna score one perfect game before we jump off." And said they gave it a 10. Decided to give it to Bloodborne, which I haven't played yet, but. I think it was just a
sarcastic joke on their part. I don't think they meant that, saying, okay, we'll finally give a perfect score.
They just did something to do something, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the description says, I fixed it.
Yeah.
That's a sarcastic joke.
It was pretty sarcastic. But I thought it was kind of funny and kind of cool how they did that, just to give something to a game out there. And, a lot of things have changed since then. So.
I mean, YouTube's cracking down on everybody. I know the Nostalgic Gamer got... They didn't get a check for like 4 weeks because of YouTube.
Oh, the Nostalgia Critic, yeah.
And fucking, I mean, YouTube is kind of dicking people out of money right now. And that could be one of the reasons. Like, we don't know. I'm going to look into it and see if we can find out why. But other than that, rest in peace, Game Trailers. You guys were pretty awesome.
But this goes back to my point that I talked about last week, where EA decided to jump out of E3. You have a direct line of communication with your consumer. What do you need IGN for anymore? You know, you got all these podcasts, you got Twitch, you got YouTube. What do they need IGN and GameStop for?
Well, but maybe not GameStop, but IGN has a YouTube channel, and they can help spread their bullshit hype through there.
They're paid hype.
But for every
sponsored hype.
For, for every paid sponsored hype on IGN, I got 45,000 YouTube channels that are giving me the same content.
Okay, but people so, stay like, stuck to the channels they like to watch. Maybe they'll go and look for something new and they'll find it's their about, hype there.
I'll tell you the truth. What I think it is personalities. People get stuck to personalities very like, and they enjoy that. They feel that they have in common something with, and that's why they listen to them. Plain and simple.
I just feel like the IGNs and the GameSpots, they're all going to eventually go the same route.
Eventually they might, because they can't sustain their revenue model by doing YouTube videos all the time.
Yeah, there's too many outlets, there's too many podcasts out there, and it's easy. It's easy to like. What I'm saying is the publisher doesn't need to go to IGN, to go to GameSpot and say, here's Hitman, play it, write about it, tell the audience about it.
No, you have to say, here's the beta.
Yeah, play. Here's the beta. Play it. Exactly. Here's the beta, play it, or here's on YouTube, come to our event and check this out.
Yep.
And there's going to be so many outlets that cover it that are on Twitch, that are on YouTube. They don't have to go to GameSpot and IGN and or formerly Game Traders anymore. So well, I think this is a sign of many things to come.
Well, time will tell, as I always say. Now, you also got what the Division Open Beta is confirmed. It's going to be an open fucking beta for everybody to play. And the good thing is Xbox players get a 24-hour head start. So they get it on February 18th.
Woo-hoo. I'm sure you're all doing cartwheels.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, jumping up yeah. and down.
24 extra hours to play this game, Destiny New York.
You want to laugh, though? I'm going to actually download it early because I have the Xbox sitting there.
And there you go.
And so then when I want to play with you guys, I'm going to download it on PS4 the very next day.
Now, another interesting news that we actually have on the website, Amazon has put out a professional video game engine called Lumberyard, and it's a 3D engine, and it's free, and it's going to be going up against, what, you got Unreal Engine,
Unity,
and I think it's pretty awesome that they decided to do this.
And it's based on CryEngine, which is a pretty heavy-duty engine.
Yeah, that's a good...
It's no joke.
Yeah.
It's not. So it'll be interesting.
I got a question. Amazon trying to put their footprint on the gaming market now?
Why not? They are one of the most exclusive and biggest fucking companies out there, and they're giving the option to get your game delivered the night of the launch.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They're gonna use.
I'm taking it a step further. I think Amazon built a console.
You know what? I don't doubt it. They got the Fire Stick. They got.
But I don't think it's a console to compete with PS4, Xbox One. I think it's a console to compete with the Apple TVs of the world and stuff like
that. Or the Steam Box?
Or the Steam Box. Well, you never know. We can sit here and kind of think about what they would do, but you never know. I mean, Sony came out of nowhere and built what they built. Amazon could do the same thing.
Well, the other thing is that this is supposed to integrate. It's supposed to have Twitch integration built into the engine. They own Twitch, so that might be another inroad for them.
Yeah. And they purchased them, what was it for? $970 million.
Yeah, they had some loose change laying around.
Yeah, just loose change, just sitting there in the corner and decided to pick up Twitch. And look at this, they bought Twitch. They have a game engine, which they're going to make their money off of the web service if you make a multiplayer game. You have the discount with Amazon Prime, so if you want to buy video games, you can buy it 20% off 2 weeks up until the game launches.
Pre-order, like
they're really taking this gaming thing like on a whole other level. Like they're making some.
They're doing here. The thing is they're doing it right, and this is what's crushing GameStop right now.
Here's another question: would they go full tilt and try to make a Steam competitor?
I don't know about that.
I think so. I think Willie's onto something there, bro.
I mean, Steam doesn't have a monopoly on this.
They have the digital. They can build a digital storefront like anybody else can.
Easily. And they
can
average their web servers, their Amazon web service servers.
Yeah.
They can do a lot of damage if they wanted to.
It makes sense. Uncle Willie makes sense there because not only that, you have the Twitch integration. You could do advertisement. You could say, hey, buy from our digital store. I mean, you can have all those Twitch guys pumping out their stuff and sponsoring. Mm-hmm. This is sponsored by Amazon Digital Storefront or whatever they want to call it, and that could be something, man. Steam. That could be something to compete with Steam there.
It would be awesome, but as always, time will tell and see where they go with this.
Well, I don't think it's not a bad idea. Steam's screwing up enough nowadays with all the shit that they're putting out that a real hardcore competitor that drives quality might make a push.
Why do you say they're screwing up though? I'm not a PC.
Have you seen Steam lately?
No, I haven't.
I mean, they have great deals. They have all, wonderful games on there, but take a trip to, like, you know, just scroll down page one and see some of the titles that are on there. And you'll be surprised the kind of crap that comes out of Greenland.
Yeah, it's mainly fucking indie bullshit that's not even worth being on.
No, stop that. When you say early access, that's just the early access stuff, or just that
literally regular early access?
Early access and green light. Stuff that comes out of green light that goes into early access and stays there for 3 years because they already got money. And you want to talk about shit? This is the shit that shit talks shit about.
Yeah, so moving on from all the shit talking, we got all the new releases on all the platforms that are coming out. First one, Arslan, The Warriors of Legend. It's fucking, it looks like a reboot of fucking Dynasty Warriors.
It's cel-shaded Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah. It's a hack and slash. It looks like fucking Dynasty Warriors. I'm looking at the gameplay. I'm like, this is fucking Dynasty Warriors.
Those games are fun, though.
Is that Dynasty Warrior 22 already?
Yeah, it's up around there.
How many Dynasty Warriors do they have?
I think they actually made their 86th one already.
They have a lot. Let's just say they have a lot, right?
And that's the Dynasty Warriors, not even the Dynasty Warriors Legend and the Dynasty Warrior, like all the different runoffs of it.
Dynasty Warriors Gundam and then Hyrule Warriors and then Dragon Quest. Oh, I'm getting a headache. Never mind.
You also got Assassin's Creed Chronicles Russia. That came out on February 9th. It's coming out for, what, like $10?
Yeah, 10 bones.
It's not a bad price for a side-scroller.
No. I'm still holding out for Assassin's Creed Compton.
It's coming. It's coming. They're going to run out of different places. Eventually, it's going
to
happen.
When are they going to go to Japan? Ninjas and Samurai aren't good enough?
Yeah, I'm still fucking stumped on why they haven't done a Japan one. That'll probably be one of the best ones.
Would be.
Then you got Assassin's Creed Chronicles, the Trilogy Pack. They can get all three of the side-scrollers for $24.99. And it's on all the platforms, so you guys can check it out.
I might actually pull a trigger on that one.
Yeah, the game I've actually been wanting to talk about, Dying Light, the following expansion is coming out. I want to drive a Doom Buggy. That's it.
I'm pissed.
Why?
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
I love, y'all know I'm the Dying Light apologist on the program. You know I pumped out Dying Light probably weekly in the chat room, trying to make you dudes buy that shit. And then they announced, I want to say August, September, the expansion pack was going to be $15.99, and it's part of the season pass if you're already a season pass holder. I looked at the content. I said, this shit is amazing. I'm going to buy it. And I went to go buy it today at the store, and it's not $14.99.
It's $19.99. It's 20 bucks.
That hurt. Listen, it's $5. I get it.
I mean, the good thing is for the people that don't have Dying Light yet, they can get it on Groupon for $27.99.
It's the principle. Or you can buy the Enhanced Edition for $59. It includes all the Season Pass content, the base game, and the DLC. But I'm just talking about it from a principal standpoint. You told me it was 15 and now it's 20. I understand you probably didn't think you were going to make the expansion this big.
And the funny thing is that Grumpy Joe has been talking this game up, the fucking DLC, for like the last couple of days of how he can't wait to get his hands on it, how we all have to get it, and da-da-da-da-da.
And I did the 180 on it. I was like, no, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it. But I was a little disappointed. Like, I stopped. I was like, what do you mean $20? And then I went to see what happened, and they were like, yeah, they raised it by $5. Kind of put a little sour taste in my mouth. I know it's only $5, but it's the principle. Came out, yeah. You said it was going to be a certain price. I expect that price. Am I wrong on that?
It gives you the Oculus feel. It's $350, and now it's $600. $5. No.
I'm going to buy it. Full disclosure, I'm buying it. But, a little disappointed there.
Another game coming out on February 11th, Level 22. This game actually looked interesting. You're a dude who's late for work, and you have to sneak back into work, and you work on the 22nd floor. So you literally got to go level by level to get to your office.
They should call this shit the Grumpy Joe game.
I mean, he pulls a Metal Gear Solid, and he ends up in a fucking box, and he's walking around the box. He's going through vents. He's fucking kicking people into other people so they get distracted. I mean, it's a little a big game, but it looks like fun. And at the price that they're selling it at, $6.99, I think it might be a good pickup.
So it's true what I'm reading here, that he oversleeps after a drunken night, and he has to like sneak into work.
Yeah, he puts on different outfits. It's like Hitman 8-bit without the killing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the rest of 50% of American can relate. When you're walking into work 10 minutes late like I do every day.
You're trying to sneak by the boss.
After late night session, like playing till 2 o'clock in the morning, Rainbow 6, and then you got to go to work, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, for for $6.99, I think it might be a pickup. I'm going to pick it up. But it's out on the PS4, the PS3, and the PS Vita. Then you got this game. I wanted to get it just because.
Wait, but isn't level 22 for all platforms?
No.
The Xbox and Wii U already have it.
Xbox and Wii U already have it, yeah.
I didn't know that. All right, cool. My bad.
Pretty much this game, I wanted to get it just because of the name. It's called Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time. Like, that name by itself was just like, I want this. I don't even know what it is, but I want it.
What is it?
It's it's pretty much a stress simulator, dude, because it looks fucking stressful. You are piloting a ship. That ship has different controls, and you play it either with AI or a buddy. It's a one or two player. And pretty much there's three controls. There's one control that controls the ship and its flight path. There's another control on the right side that controls the guns and the shield on the right, and then there's another control on the left side that controls the shield and the guns on the left. So literally you're running back and forth trying to fly, you know, through all these different areas while you're getting attacked, and you're trying to protect your ship, and you're trying to shoot, but there's only two of you, there's not three.
Well, and it's all for love.
Yes, and it's all for love. What was the explanation they gave for it? Why is it Lovers in a Dangerous Space?
Because they are the whole universe, all of space is love, and they're killing those who are anti-love. Sounds like Austin Powers took a shit on a book.
Whoever made this game was high as fuck. I'm sorry. that's a great explanation. There you go. Everything is love. And all these fighting you are anti-love.
Forces of anti-love.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, anyways. $14.99 is coming out on the PS4 on February 9th.
I think they were just taking some pills.
Somebody was on some shit.
Yeah.
But anyways, another game. This game I'm actually looking forward to playing, even though it's not a fucking shooter and it's a walking simulator. But the more that I watch it, I'm actually kind of interested. Firewatch.
I think it was great. I'm not into walking simulators either.
I'm not into walking simulators, and you're a dude in the wilderness, and you're pretty much kind of like watching out for any type of smoke or any wilderness fires or kids nude jumping into it. I actually saw that clip where the kids were like naked. Like, you find their clothes, and then you find the kids naked in the middle of the pond or middle of the lake, and you're calling it in. The whole game is you're talking to some chick on a walkie-talkie.
She hot?
But the more that I watched it, I was telling Uncle Willie, dude, it looks like you're Wreck-It Ralph. I think he slipped into this game. Dude's hands are so fucking big. It's like, I'm looking at it, he's sliding down the rope, but I'm like, dude, his fucking hands look gigantic, like Wreck-It Ralph.
No. You gotta do the speech. You gotta do the speech.
I am bad, but that's good.
But that's good. That looks
good. And that's not bad.
You know what? I was telling you guys that I was finally gonna... I'm gonna buy one of these walking simulators because... Yeah, they keep getting, like, when they come out, they get good reviews. Like, people are like, man, you need to play this. You need to do this. And I'm like, all right, so I'm going to do it. Even if I hate it, whatever, I'll never buy another one again. But the problem is that Dying Light's coming out the same week. So if not, I would have really bought Firewatch. I was going to buy it, but I'm going to buy Dying Light instead.
I'm going to look into getting it. And by the way, Not a Hero, for those who have not played it and have not purchased it, I'm giving it the Reaper stamp of approval. That game is fucking fun. It's $10. It's worth the money. Well, I think it's like $12.99, but it's worth the money.
He changed the price, Joe.
I changed the price.
Blasphemy.
It's fucking eight. That game is a rush and a half. I thought it was going to be stupid because it's a little 8-bit game. That game is fucking fantastic.
Those pixel art games, those things are awesome. I voted for Broforce.
Yeah, Broforce is the next one I got to pick.
I voted for Broforce. You know what? Broforce is a lot like Not a Hero, believe it or not.
Yeah,
they're very similar. Yeah, they're very similar. So I'm voting for Broforce.
But even Not a Hero. Yeah.
Even though that Android Cactus looks pretty cool too.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, it looked like it was gonna be completely stupid, but that twin shooter, stick shooter, whatever. I'm like, oh my god, this shit is fucking insane.
It was very fast paced. It's very fast paced.
It's like Helldivers on fucking acid.
But yeah, I'm gonna take the plunge eventually. I'm gonna buy one of these walking simulators. And whether it's the Vanishing of Ethan Carter, Firewatch, Gone Home, I'm going to get one. I'm probably going to get Firewatch because I like Firewatch. I haven't seen the Wreck-It Ralph hands that Reaper's talking about.
I'm telling you, man.
I got to see it. I haven't seen it. I saw a walkie-talkie screenshot. I saw shit like that. But, eventually, after I finish Dying Light, I think I will. And I'll tell you, hey, the walking simulators are badass. They're totally worth the hype. Or they're big P piece of shit.
And remember, just because you're a bad guy, don't make you bad a guy.
Bad guy. I love that fucking movie.
Don't tell me going that terrible, movie. Are you?
My son loves that movie. I've watched it.
That movie's great.
And didn't fuck up Q-Bert like Pixels did. God damn it, Adam Sandler.
And it's kind of fucked up that at the end of the movie you figure out that this dude fucked Q-Bert.
Yes.
Because he had a bunch of Q-Bert babies. So it wasn't the girl. He was fucking Q-Bert. That's just all kinds of wrong.
And Q-Bert had babies. That's the part.
Yeah, and they're little Q-Bert babies, so you know that it was Q-Bert that he was. Anyways. So Naruto Shippuden Ultimate Ninja Storm 4.
Ah, bless you.
Yeah, thank you. It came out on February 9th. Xbox One, PS4, PC. Yeah, I don't have much to say about this game.
It's a Naruto game, whatever.
Yeah, it's a Naruto game. It people like this game? For the people that are really into him.
It's got a good following, right? I mean,
yeah, Naruto's got a huge following. Right. I'm just not too into this game.
That's my daughter's purview, not mine.
Yeah, but you know what? The next game I am extremely excited about, Unravel.
But this is a Naruto's a anime, right?
Yeah.
Naruto's yeah. But
they've made four games now in the series already, and they've
you're just hearing about it.
No.
No, I've heard it before. I know it was on PS3 and Xbox 360. I don't know what they were called, but they've had a couple games, right?
If I'm not mistaken. More than a couple. More than quite a few.
This is the first one on next gen, right?
Yes, but the problem is that.
All right. No, I just want to know. I like to be informed. Go ahead.
Well, let's put this. Unravel. Game looks fucking beautiful. The styling, everything that... I mean, I even went out and bought myself a little Yarny.
Oh, it looks nice.
It
does look nice.
It's a wonderful game. He doesn't say a word, and you could tell by the way that he acts how his emotions are going. It's well done.
I read the game has some mechanical problems, and you can't be a platformer and have mechanical problems.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's going to get fixed, though.
That's my take.
It needs to.
Yeah, I don't think there's fixing... I don't think it fixed that.
I'm thinking of this game as Little Big Planet to the next level, and no, it can't have any kind of mechanics issues. It's physics-based.
But that's the thing. It's like it doesn't work as intended.
Exactly.
So
that'll be a bummer.
If you go and put the yarn to pull this thing down to get across, and then you're supposed to be hanging, and the physics is supposed to pull you to the next object or whatever, that's not working as intended, so people are getting frustrated, and you have to do it like rinse and repeat 20 times just to get over. So the game becomes an exercise in frustration.
Basically. So maybe they're just doing it wrong, huh? Ever thought of that? Ever thought that maybe they're just playing it wrong?
I don't know.
This is the Apple excuse.
I think the game looks dope. I think the game is dope. I'm informing people of what I've read there.
Anyways, you also got Neverwinter's DLC coming out. And for those who like this MMORPG, like, I liked it when it first came out and actually was free on Xbox, and I actually played it for a bit. And once they did the update, it ruined everything. So, yeah, fuck that game.
How did it ruin it? I never played Neverwinter.
I never played it either, yeah.
How did it ruin it?
I can go for
it. The storylines for all the quests, like, it's a free game, so you really should handle the servers pretty well. And the server started getting overloaded. You couldn't go into a town. It just got shitty. Like, they didn't put money into watching over the servers. It started getting really glitchy.
That happens so often with so many MMORPGs that I can't even believe it. You would think that they would learn at one point.
They never do.
They never do.
I think if I'm gonna play a free game on the Xbox, I'm gonna play Smite.
Smite, believe it or not, is pretty fun. It's pretty much a 3D MOBA though.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I've played it a couple times. It's fun, but you gotta, like, if you don't want to get your ass kicked, you gotta understand what to get. You need to know what to buy so you stay strong. If not, you get beat by all these fucking 10-year-olds and they call your mom a fag and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, this brings us to the end of the show, and as always, we kindly ask that you help us, you know, keep this train wreck that we call a podcast going. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is called Official Digital Crack. Follow us on Twitter at The Digital Crack. Subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and our YouTube channel is starting to get revamped. We're putting more content on there, so please, you know, subscribe to us. And, of course, check out our revamped website, digitalcracknetwork.com. We have a bunch of news, reviews, Let's Play videos, and the podcast is on there also. But we appreciate you guys. And if you want to send us an email and get in contact with us, digitalcrackinc@gmail.com. But we appreciate you guys, and we appreciate you guys listening to this. But we are out. Peace. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.
I'm Ricky Bobby. If you don't chew Big Red, then f*** you.